4 new beds will be added to Ed's House Northumberland Hospice Care Center in Cobourg. Announced this morning at the Columbus Community Center, the Ontario government is investing $283,800 for the 6 current beds at Community Care Northumberland's Ed's House and an additional $609,200 in operational funding for the 4 new beds. It's part of a $147.4 million investment from the government over 3 years for palliative care facilities. Ed's House provides end-of-life care at no cost to patients. Community Care Northumberland CEO Trish Baird said plans were in the works for 10 beds when the facility was constructed.
It was originally going to be 6 beds, and one of our donors said, you know, why don't you think about expanding so that we can, and you know, agreed to help put in some additional funding if we could do that roughed in 10 beds. So having them roughed in, they still need work to be done, so none of the furnitures or fixtures, you know, the no tiling and all that, but they're there, so it'll be a lot less disruption for the people that are. And 10 bed is kind of that efficient number of beds for hospices. The staffing is pretty similar. We will add a personal support worker, so it's great with the, you know, it's a good being able to expand to the 10 beds. The costs kind of are not quite as great as the 6. So we do have a waiting list. We have been tracking that. So we have people that could take advantage of those beds. There's people in the hospital that could be taking advantage of those beds, so we can free up some of those.
Northumberland Peterborough South MPP David Pacini said his government recognizes the importance of Ed's House to this community.
Stories matter in our community. We heard from the families, compassionate end-of-life care, giving dignity, grief counseling, support. That's what this is about, really supporting people living their last few hours with care.
Reporting for Northumberland 89.7 FM, I'm Jeff Gard.